So, bottom line is, and that's life-changing, and it's significant. We're working 24/7, as I indicated earlier. I hear you loud and clear. It's called a grandfather clause that was included in the law. And I've said from the beginning, I'm willing to work with Democrats and Republicans to fix problems as they arise and drag us back into a broken system. It took 100 years for us to even get to the point where we could start talking about and implementing a law to make sure everybody got health insurance. We just came out of a shutdown. You know, I understand why folks are frustrated. I would be too. I'm the President of the United States. That's on me. There were a whole bunch of stuff that we did well over the first 3 years, but I was not informed directly that the website would not be working. It wasn't going to work. Glitches that would be fixed with patches. So part of what our goal has been is to make sure that that individual market is stable and fair and has the kind of consumer protections that make sure that people don't get a rude surprise when they really need health insurance. My expectation was that for 98% of the American people, either it genuinely wouldn't change at all, or they'd be pleasantly surprised with the options in the marketplace, and that the grandfather clause would cover the rest. That proved not to be the case. And that's on me. And by the way, I think it's very important for me to note that, that there are a whole bunch of folks up in Congress and others who made this statement, and they were entirely sincere about it. And the fact that you've got this this percentage of people who've had this impact, I want them to know that their senator or congressman, they were making representations based on what I told them and what this White House and our administrative staff told them. And so it's not on them, it's on us. Millions of Americans, and I am very frustrated, but I'm also somebody who, if I fumble the ball, I'm going to wait until I get the next play, and then I'm going to try to run as hard as I can and do right by the team. So, ultimately, I'm the head of this team. We did fumble the ball on it, and what I'm going to do is make sure that we get it fixed. That's pretty low bar. Glitches. Glitches. What we're also discovering is that insurance is complicated to buy. And another mistake that we made, I think, was underestimating the difficulties of people purchasing insurance online and shopping for a lot of options with a lot of costs and a lot of different benefits and plans, and somehow expecting that that would be very smooth. And then they've also got to try to apply for tax credits on the website. So what we're doing, even as we're trying to solve the technical problems, is also what can we do to make the application a little bit simpler? What can we do to make it in English as opposed to bureaucraties? Are there steps that we can skip while still getting the core information that people need? And part of what we're realizing is that there are going to be a certain portion of people who are just going to need more help and more hand-holding in the application process. Continuous improvement. Because the bottom line ultimately is I just want people to know what their options are. Buying health insurance is never going to be like buying a song on iTunes. It's just a much more complicated transaction. glitches, what part of it didn't you understand? You know, I've got to say, I meet with an awful lot of folks, and I talk to an awful lot of folks every day, and I have lunches with CEOs and IT venture capitalists and labor leaders and pretty much folks from all walks of life on a whole bunch of topics. We did a pretty darn good job on that. Over budget, behind schedule. We got to move forward. You know, we made a decision as a society that every car has to have a seatbelt or airbags. And so you pass a regulation. And there's some additional costs, particularly at the start, of increasing the safety and protections. But we make a decision as a society that the costs are outweighed by the benefits of all the lives that are saved. So what we're saying now is, if you're buying a new car, you got to have a seatbelt. Well, the problem with the grandfather clause that we put in place is, it's almost like you said to folks, you got to buy a new car.